Side 5.
What you see here, Arnold said, is an entirely separate counting procedure. It isn't based on the tracking data, it's a fresh look. The whole idea is that the computer can't make a mistake because it compares two different ways of gathering the data. If an animal were missing, we'd know it within 5 minutes.
I see, Malcolm said. And has that ever actually been tested?
Well, in a way, Arnold said. We've had a few animals die. An Othnelian got caught in the branches of a tree and strangled. One of the stegos died of that intestinal illness that keeps bothering them. One of the hypsilophodonts fell and broke his neck. And in each case, once the animal stopped moving, the numbers stopped tallying, and the computer signaled an alert.
Within 5 minutes?
Yes.
Grant said, what is the right-hand column?
Release version of the animals. The most recent are version 4.1 or 4.3. We're considering going to version 4.4.
Version numbers? You mean like software, new releases?
Well, yes, Arnold said. It is like software, in a way. As we discover the glitches in the DNA, Dr. Wu's labs have to make a new version.
The idea of living creatures being numbered like software, being subject to updates and revisions, troubled Grant. He could not exactly say why it was too new a thought, but he was instinctively uneasy about it. They were, after all, living creatures.
Arnold must have noticed his expression because he said, "Look, Dr. Grant, there's no point getting starry-eyed about these animals. It's important for everyone to remember that these animals are created by man. Sometimes there are bugs. So as we discover the bugs, Dr. Wu's labs have to make a new version. And we need to keep track of what version we have out there."
Yes, of course you do, Malcolm said impatiently. But going back to the matter of counting, I take it all the counts are based on motion sensors?
Yes.
And these sensors are everywhere in the park?
They cover 92% of the land area, Arnold said. There are only a few places we can't use them. For example, we can't use them on the Jungle River, because the movement of the water and the convection rising from the surface screws up the sensors. But we have them nearly everywhere else. And if the computer tracks an animal into an unsensed zone, it'll remember and look for the animal to come out again. And if it doesn't, it gives us an alarm.
Now then, Malcolm said, you show 49 procompsognathids. Suppose I suspect that some of them aren't really the correct species. How would you show me that I'm wrong?
Two ways, Arnold said. First of all, I can track individual movements against the other presumed compies. Compies are social animals. They move in a group. We have two compie groups in the park, so the individual should be within either Group A or Group B.
Yes, but the other way is direct visual, he said. He punched buttons, and one of the monitors began to flick rapidly through images of compies numbered from 1 to 49.
These pictures are current ID images from within the last 5 minutes.
So you can see all the animals if you want to?
Yes. I can visually review all the animals whenever I want.
How about physical containment, Gennaro said. Can they get out of their enclosures?
Absolutely not, Arnold said. These are expensive animals, Mr. Gennaro. We take very good care of them. We maintain multiple barriers. First, the moats.
He pressed a button and the board lit up with a network of orange bars.
These moats are never less than 12 feet deep and water-filled. For bigger animals, the moats may be 30 feet deep. Next, the electrified fences.
Lines of bright red glowed on the board.
We have 50 miles of 12-foot-high fencing, including 22 miles around the perimeter of the island. All the park fences carry 10,000 volts. The animals quickly learn not to go near them.
But if one did get out, Gennaro said.
Arnold snorted and stubbed out his cigarette.
Just hypothetically, Gennaro said, supposing it happened.
Muldoon cleared his throat. We'd go out and get the animal back, he said. We have lots of ways to do that. Taser shotguns, electrified nets, tranquilizers. All non-lethal because, as Mr. Arnold says, these are expensive animals.
Gennaro nodded. And if one got off the island?
It'd die in less than 24 hours, Arnold said. These are genetically engineered animals. They're unable to survive in the real world.